Hakunar of Shabbos, it's Daniel Eisenberg with a little bit of Torah and the Parsha, the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. This week's Parsha is actually a very rare double Parsha of Chukas Balak. Baruch Hashem, Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz are finally joining forces and getting on the same page, literally, for the Parsha. I just want to share a quick hara I had a few years ago on a couple of points from these Parshios. I think that's an interesting observation, a simple idea, but a very important lesson, especially for this tekufa that we're in. There is something unique about Parshas Balak, which is that the overwhelming majority of the Parsha happens, but Klal Yisrael are not center stage. Meaning, from the birth of Avram Avinu until the end of the Torah, almost every scene in the Torah is with members of Klal Yisrael. We very rarely have, you know, a split screen and see things from our enemy's perspective, let alone almost an entire parsha. But the main parsha is the story of Moav being concerned about the arrival of the Jewish people, reaching out to Midian and then Balak and trying to get in touch with Bilam, and them with all their attempts and Bilam's nevuos ultimately failing at his goal to curse Klal Yisrael. We get some glimpses of Klal Yisrael from a distance from the vantage point of Bilam and Balak when they're looking in Matuvo Lech Yaakov Mishkan Asech Yisrael. But really, we don't see Klal Yisrael until the end of the parsha with the unfortunate incident in Shittim. And while that was certainly a terrible tragedy, that was due to our own fault and our own averos that led into that. But if you think about it, the majority of the Parsha, there were so many attempts to destroy us. And without our own averos, they were thwarted every opportunity. Bilam multiple times on his donkey, multiple times trying to curse Klal Yisrael, and Hashem saved us without us even knowing. That's what's so incredible, that Hashem protected us so many times in Parshas Balak without us even being aware about that. And we see something similar in Parshas Chukas as well. At the end of, right, closer to the end of Parshas Chukas, we have the Shiras Habe'er. And Chazal tell us all over in Brachos, Nadal, and Bedbeis, and Midrash Tanchum, and Midrash Rabbah, they tell us that the miracle that took place at Nachle Arnon, where there were mountains and the Amorim were going to attack us, and Hashem crushed the mountains together and killed all the Amorim who were going to attack us, and Klal Yisrael didn't even know about it. And there are different opinions in the Gemara and the Midrashim of how they found out. It could be that there were two Mitzorayim at the end who noticed and then they pointed it out, or it could be they saw the streams of blood or body parts of the Amorim and they realized that Hashem had saved them. But there was a good part of time that they were at death's door, at risk of complete annihilation, and miraculously they were saved without even knowing. So for the Shiras Habe'er, part of it is praising Hashem for that in Parshas Chukas, and then the majority of Parshas Balak, when we were saved. We really had no idea what was going on behind the scenes. And, you know, how many times does this happen to us all the time? You know, I mean, there are times where, you know, we realize that something had just fallen, you know, from a window from above, and it fell right next to us, and we just walked away just in time, or someone just missed getting hit by a car, or, you know, so many stories from, you know, the World Trade Center, people who happened to miss their train, like happened to my aunt, and many others who just happened to not go to work. So over there, we see it. But how many times did that happen, because we left not 30 seconds earlier, 30 seconds before the tragedy, but a minute before. So we didn't even see that we missed the tragedy. How many times does Hashem protect us without us even knowing? How many, you know, damaging cells are in our body that are being destroyed by our body that we don't even know and it never even shows up on a test, chas v'shalom? You can think, how many times was I not careful and I could have, you know, caught the virus, and Baruch Hashem, I was spared. How many droplets just missed going where they needed to go? We really don't know. But at a time where things are very tough and things are challenging and people are down and people are looking at the negative, but there's so much positive that is completely unaccounted for. Now, just waking up in the morning, you know, walking outside your house and being okay, chopping up a salad and not cutting your fingers, so many things that could go wrong and don't. So it shouldn't make you anxious, but it should make you thankful. So as we enter the Shabbos, we should sing Shiras HaBe'er, sing the song of the unsung miracles. The ones we don't even know of, we weren't mindful of, and Kavachomer, the ones we do know. Have a beautiful Shabbos.